أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, dear brothers and dear sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you might know, we are talking about how to treat people. In our previous discussions, we give explanations on how to treat parents and how to treat neighbors. We give useful points and hints in this connection. The present session will be devoted to treating people at large, not specifically parents or neighbors. How to treat people? As Islam advises us to treat our parents kindly and affectionately, and as Islam advises us to treat our neighbors kindly and affectionately, similarly, Islam encourages us to treat all the people of the world affectionately and kindly. In the same philosophy that was applicable to treating parents and treating neighbors can be to some extent applicable to the issue of treating all the people. We will elaborate on this issue later on. But here we will first of all say a few points in regard with the importance of treating people kindly. It is very important and it is very significant from the viewpoint of Islam to deal all people kindly and to treat them affectionately. There are many traditions in our Islamic sources that shed light on this issue. These traditions tell us very clearly and very openly to respect all the people and to deal them respectfully. We must not insult anyone. We must not look down upon any person, no matter who he is or who she is. As a human being, we must respect all human beings. We must respect all people. Let us see and let us find out the root and the foundation for this outlook. This is the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, who tells us actually about the importance of treating people kindly. How can we treat people kindly? When you respect them, when you make them happy, and when you do not injure their feelings, you can do good to all people and you can treat them well. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, says, "In أحب الأعمال إلى الله عز وجل إدخال السرور على المؤمن يفرج عنه غما أو يقضي عنه دينا." The best deed we can perform is to make a believer happy. If you make a believer happy, if you remove his sadness, if you change his attitude from negative to positive, then you have performed a good deed. Not to speak of a good deed, you have performed the best deed. Your deed is the best deed. Your deed is the most liked deed. And how can you do a good deed? The tradition, the prophetic tradition, tells us how can we do this best deed. It says, if a believer is sad, if a believer is unhappy because of not being able to repay his debt, or because of any other problem with which he is faced, if you help him and solve his problem, if you help him in repaying his debt, then you have made him happy. And if you make a person happy, then it is the best deed, the best action that can be performed. To do the best action is not something very much difficult. It is not something beyond your power and beyond your capability. Every one of us can do the best action. To do the best action is very simple and is very easy. Just look at your surroundings. Look at the people who live here and there. Give importance to their problems. Lend your ear to them, listening to their problems. Once you understood their problems, to try to solve his problem as much as you can. You are not expected to do all the things. And no one is able to do all the things. You can help as much as you can. You can be positive as much as you can. You can give financial aid as much as you can. What is important is that you should intend to do certain things. What is important is you should try to be positive. If you are positive, and if you try to be positive, and if you intend to be positive, that is also a very good thing. So this tradition speaks very clearly about the importance of treating all the people kindly. Another tradition that is equally important is a tradition that is also reported from the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him. Though the Holy Prophet of Islam lived for a short period among Muslims, but the traditions he has left behind are very precious. And there are numerous traditions, numerous narrations that are related to doing good things. And all these traditions and all these narrations end up in one way or the other to the Holy Prophet. It shows how much the Holy Prophet of Islam was concerned about social activities, how much he was concerned about paying attention to others, how much he was interested in socializing with others. Our Prophet was a unique prophet. He was loving to worship God, but worshiping God did not isolate him from people. Serving God did not part him with people, did not take away him from people. He was serving God while being among people. And he was among people, and at the same time he was serving God. He was a unique prophet. He said, خصلتان ليس فوقهما من البر شيء. There are two things above which there is nothing in terms of goodness. Two things, there are two things that are the best of all actions. The most likable of all actions. You cannot find any action, any deed that could be preferred to these two deeds. What are these two deeds? الإيمان بالله والنفع العباد الله. First of all, you must believe in God. Believing in God is important. It has many consequences, and it plays a great role, a major part, in shape to your ethics, to your morality. A person who believes in God, he acts in a manner that is defendable. And a person who does not believe in God, a person who does not believe in hereafter, he thinks he is free. He does each and every crime under the name of freedom and under the name of liberty. But you see that the Holy Prophet says that the best thing is believing in God. Nothing can be preferred to this deed, and nothing can surpass this deed in terms of importance and in terms of significance. Another deed, another action that is equally important is an-naf'ul ibadillah. You must try to be beneficial to others. You must try to be useful to others. We can conclude that if a person is not useful in a society, if a person is not beneficial in a society, then he is not a good person. If a person is only a burden on the shoulder of the society, he is not able to pay for his expenses, he is not able to pay for his rent, he is not to cover his expenses, then such a person is a burden. What is the use of such person? He is a burden on the shoulder of the society, and he himself shoulders no burden. Try to be useful. It is very easy to be useful. If you are an electrician, you can be useful. If you are a mechanic, you are a useful person. If you are a carpenter, you are a useful person. If you are a soldier defending your country, you are a useful person. If you are a physician, an engineer, etc., you are useful. So to be useful is not something beyond the reach of normal people. It is very easy to be useful. If you are a cleric explaining Islamic concepts, you are useful. Similarly, if you are a physician, if you are a physician treating ill people, then again you are useful. You are serving God. So it is not difficult to be useful, provided we pay attention to this sector, provided that we do not forget about such kind of lofty issues. So two things are important. First, believing in God, and second, being useful to the society and to the people. Try to be useful and try to be faithful. If you are faithful and if you are useful, then you are a person who are qualified. And the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, introduces two other deeds that are the worst of all deeds. خصلتان ليس فوقهما من الشر شيء. There are two other deeds that are the worst of all deeds. You cannot find any deed that can equal these two deeds in terms of being bad, in badness. What are they? First of all, ash-shirk billah. Associating anyone with God. If you associate anything with God, then you have done a deed. You have performed a deed. That is the worst of all deeds. وَالزُّرْ لِعْبَادِ اللَّهِ. And if you harm other people, then again you have done a deed. That is the worst of all other deeds. So two things are very much bad. First of all, associating anything with God. Well, we are supposed to be a monotheist. We are supposed to worship God alone. If we associate anything, any object, any person, anything with God, then we are not a monotheist. We are a polytheist. Being a polytheist, we will be rejected by God, and God will not accept our words. Secondly, if you are not useful, and if you are even harmful to people, then again you have done a bad thing. How can you be harmful? You can be harmful in different manners. If you use a foul language, you are a bad person. If you disturb your neighbors, if you disturb the people whom you meet, then you are actually harming the society. If you are not a truthful person, and if you deceive others while dealing with them, so again you are harming the societies. If you produce things, make things, but your products are not good, your products are not of good quality, then you are harming the society. Harming the society can take place in various shapes and in various manners. Every one of us knows in one way or the other what is useful and what is harmful. We can differentiate between useful, a useful thing, and a useless thing, and a harmless thing. Then we must try to do things that are useful. And we must avoid doing things that are harmful. So from this tradition, we can understand very clearly the importance of being good to people. Being good to people is not an abstract term beyond the understanding of us. Being good to people is a very common term, is a very accessible term. Each one of us can understand what being good to people means. And we are obliged to do our duties on the basis of our understanding. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. God does not oblige you to do what you cannot do. God obliges you, God orders you to do what you can do. Your power, your capacity, your ability is very much important. Do what you can do. Do what you are capable of doing. If you are capable of doing a minor good thing, then do it. And if you are capable of doing a major good thing, then do it. It is your capacity that determines the limits of your actions and deeds. And it is you who can tell how much power you have and how much ability you possess. So from these two traditions, we can conclude that it is very much important to deal people kindly and to treat them respectfully. And now let us touch another aspect of this topic. Now let's suppose that we are all good to all other people. Let's suppose for a while that we are kind to all other people. The question that here arises is that, what are the uses of being good to people? Suppose I'm good to people, what is the advantage of this morality? What is the benefit of this ethics? Suppose I follow the ethics of doing good to others. Suppose I follow a benevolent morality, what will I gain? What will be the advantage of following such kind of ethics? Based on Islamic traditions and based on Islamic documents, I have actually found some advantages and some benefits for following such an ethics. And I will mention some of these advantages now, and I will touch, inshallah, the rest in our future discussion. To mention just a tradition in this connection, let me quote Imam Sadiq, the sixth Shia Imam, peace be upon him. He says, in regard with morality and doing good to other people, he says that if a person does such a good deed, if a person is kind to other people, it is as if he is martyred in the way of Allah. So the reward given to a martyr, the reward given to a person killed in the way of God, will be given to a person who is good to others. So you see, you can now understand the value of doing such a deed. To be kind to others is equal to being killed in the way of God. To get killed for the sake of God is, of course, very significant in Islamic literature. There are hundreds of traditions and numerous quotations that are related to the issue of martyrdom and being killed in the way of God. And the holy Imam simply says that if a person is good to other people, if a person treats others kindly, he is like a mujahid. He is like a person who fights. Look at the narration. Qazi hajat al-mu'min kal-mutashahid bidamihi fi sabilillah yawm badr wa uhud. A person who is volunteer, a person who tries to solve the problem of his brother. Brother does not mean here your blood brother. According to Islamic terminology, all Muslims are brothers. All Muslims are brothers. So if you are kind to your brother, if you are kind to other Muslims, if you solve their problems, then it is as if you have been killed in the way of God in the battle of Badr or Uhud. It's very much important. You have taken part in the battle of Badr. You have taken part in the battle of Uhud, fighting in the way of God, side by side with the Prophet of God. How much important it is, you can acquire this reward. You can get this reward simply by being good to others. Look at Allah, how much merciful He is. He is ready to give us the reward of a martyr just because we have done a simple good action. Then why shouldn't we try to do all good actions? Why shouldn't we devote our time to doing good deeds? If we can gain the reward of a martyr by doing such a simple task, then we can gain the pleasure of God by doing other important things. So it is very much thus important to be kind to others. And if you are kind to others, you can be given the reward of a martyr. Secondly, if a person does good to others, it is as if he has performed a hajj, tawaf, circumcision. To do tawaf, to do circumcision in Mecca is very much important from the Islamic viewpoint. But if you are kind to others, if you do good to others, it is as if you have performed hajj. You don't need to go to Mecca and spend performing hajj. By being good to your neighbors, by being good to other people, you can gain the reward of a person who performs hajj. This is not my word. This is the word of the holy imams. This is Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, who says, قَزَاءُ حَاجَةِ الْمُؤْمِنِ أَفْزَلْ مِنْ تَوَّافْ وَتَوَّافْ وَتَوَّافْ حَتَّى عَدَّ عَشْرًا. To solve the problem of a believer is better than a tawaf. The holy imam mentions the word of tawaf 10 times. It is as if he says that one simple deed of doing good deed to others is better than 10 tawafs. To do 10 tawafs is less in terms of value than doing a simple deed to others. Then give importance to doing good deed to others, being simple, to being kind to others. Inshallah, in our next discussion, we will further elaborate on the advantages and uses of doing good to others. Thank you very much.